Charles here.
This is Rick with Alton Mazer.
Yeah. Hi there.
All right.
So
All right,
you're
sir.
in
How are you
Sunnyvale?
Doing? Sorry?
Did I say you're in Sunnyvale?
Yes, we have an office in Sunnyvale, and then we have two more offices in the New York and Wyoming as well.
Oh, I used to have a showroom in Sunnyvale. And I think of the name of the street. Contract furniture was my business years ago. I lived in San Francisco area.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Marin County.
You're not too,
so,
I think you're in South Carolina right now, right?
Yeah, where I'm at.
Okay. Okay.
So the reason I asked what phone you have is that if you want to, I have a developer who actually, I think I noted where it's taken me 3 years to build this website.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And 21 developers. The 21st developer was really the biggest crook of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I made a deal with them and get everything done at a bargain price. And he's over in China. Now,
okay.
He went ahead and did a mobile app for me, which was satisfactory for starters. But it won't work with the iPhones. I spoke to Apple. Apple is a little more stringent on things.
They are, yeah.
The fact is, you know, I told them to call Apple in Beijing, but, you know, they don't really get it, you know. So I thought it was a bonus day. We do have one that apparently does work for the whatchamacallit phone, Androids. That's why I was asking. If you had an Android, if you're on the site, apparently, as my assistant told me this morning, when she clicked on the you can now download a mobile app. She clicked on that.
Right.
And it kind of brought it into her Android phone.
So, well, I have all kinds of phones. I mean, we are a mobile application development company, so, of course, we even have a BlackBerry. So you say you have your app live on Android at this time, right?
When you say live on Android, yes and no. It's on one Android now, one in the USA.
So that means it's not available on the Play Store, on the Google Play Store.
Oh, correct.
Okay. So, well, that means that the application is not public. Sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, that just means that the application is not public right now. I cannot access the application if it's not available on the Play Stores.
I got you. Well, that would almost be similar to the Apple situation. So,
exactly.
How do you get to look at it then? It does work well. I kind of like the functions of it.
Why don't you do this, Charles? Since the developer has sent you the application, and I think you're using it on your phone, on the Android, he must have sent you an APK file. It's an APK.
Well, first of all,
He
didn't send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it to my assistant. I have an iPhone. It won't work with the iPhone.
That's right. That's right. So your assistant, can you take access to the APK now, or does she still work with you?
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Let me get her on the telephone. And you can, so this is going to be on the app itself that she can look and see what it is, and then you would know what to do then? Is that it?
Well, that's one way to go about it, but even if we don't have access to it right now and you're looking for some, you know, high-level details on, what the next steps would be to, complete your application or to revive your application, we could do that discussion in words as well. I mean, I don't need to look at the application as yet. So tell me this, when you say that you have your application ready, what does the application do? I mean, I see the plumber login on your website, so I assume that the app is going to do something similar, whereby the plumbers can create their account and they can, you know, offer their services, whereby, you know, the other end of the you know, users that are going to be the consumers, the customers, they can hop on the other side of the application and they can contact the plumber within their vicinity. Is that, am I in the right direction?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say pretty much. The proof is in, do you have a computer in front of you? Do you, did you not want to take a look at the website itself? Because the website,
right.
Oh, you are. So good. So did you put in a zip code?
Well, let me do that right now. So
put
I'm
in your zip code.
Okay, let me do that real quick.
See, what we did is put a miniature version of that site on for the telephone thing. That's pretty much what we did.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I'm getting a gist of what the application is supposed to do and is doing right now. I'm still trying to enter.
All right, so you're on the page. Did you put in a zip code yet?
I just did. And,
all right, so find the plumber. Get the button. Find the plumber.
Yep. And
four plumbers popped up.
Yeah, I see quite a few of them.
Okay, so that is pretty much how the phone app would work. Mm-hmm. What I did do is I eliminated different parts of the website, of the main website, mm-hmm. so that it's just down and dirty on the telephone, so that if somebody's got the phone and they're looking to now, a plumber can actually register through that website on the phone as well as the website. But for the most part, this is for folks who are looking for a plumber. I noticed that half of the people who get on, half of the page views I get are from people who were just looking for a plumber. So those are the ones I want to capture. And my goal is this, is that anybody who at all, right now, I don't have any analytics. I'm looking for an analytics company as we speak to handle this. So my goal is that anytime anybody gets on the site and looking for a plumber,
right.
I don't know if they're putting in zip codes. I don't know really what the hell they're doing. However, I do know this. They're looking for a plumber. So they leave a mark, an IP address, before they leave. And what I want to be able to do is actually have that IP address and send out a little icon.
Mm-hmm.
That would go be sent to them, and I guess we would have to ask them if they would for future. Thanks for visiting. For future edification, when you need a plumber, click on this, and within seconds you'll have four plumbers staring back at you. Something like that.
Well, yeah, I understand the purpose or, you know, the what you're trying to do, but, and, it, you know, it's not going to exactly work that way, but, you know, there's going to be a way around it. So, basically, you know, when someone's coming to your website, if they are not dropping their email or they're not dropping their phone number, which, of course, is not the case when they, you know, just enter the zip code and then they, you know, hop out of the website, the only thing that they're dropping is their IP address, and that is for the internet to use. We, you know, any marketeer cannot use it to retarget those visitors on the website. You're getting what I'm saying?
Well, how can that be? I mean, people retarget me all the time.
Well, I'll tell you how that's going to work now. So when they come to the website, like you said, they leave their mark, they leave their IP address on there, and then you have to run retargeting campaigns through social media, through SEO, and through search engine marketing, which is paid marketing, to retarget those same people when they are looking at YouTube or they're looking at Facebook they would see your ad again just because they came to your website, right? However, you cannot send them an email because you don't have an email address of them in the first place, right? So you cannot send them an email. You cannot have a cold call to them and, you know, ask them if they came to the website and if they were looking for a plumber. You cannot do that, right? Unless they drop their information. They need to drop their contact details.
Well, 99% of the time, they're not going to do that.
Well, they would, and you know, if they are really looking for a plumber, they like your website and they like what you have to offer in terms of, you know, the list of plumbers that you know, pops up when you enter your zip code. If they are actually looking for a service, they would drop their, you know, details. And one way to do that is, you know, just like you have your plumber login here, you need to have a customer login as well. So the first thing they do before they can contact a plumber is that they have to create a profile on your website, right? Just so they can, you know, they have their own dashboard just like the plumbers have on your website.
Well, I don't want to go quite that far. There's got to be another way. I don't want to have another database filled with a bunch of strangers, you know.
Well, see, then in that case, you have a good domain. I'd rather say that as well because, you know, call the plumber is actually an SEO phrase that's used by a lot of people that are looking for a plumber, right? Even if they don't know the company name, you know, they
Oh, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
As soon as they see water, are you a homeowner?
I am a homeowner, yep.
So the first time you see water in a place it doesn't belong, mm-hmm. your first thought is, oh, my God, I got to call the plumber.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of counting on that and making it easier for people once I get the name out there so that they would just get on there. Since everybody's using these little iPhones and, you know, the computers, get online and get on the website, and you saw how quick it was to get four plumbers, actually more than that.
And I think the strategy is working out for you so far. This little piece of strategy is actually working for you if you tell me that you're receiving traffic on your website, and at least you know that you're getting visitors.
10,000 a week. I can't believe
it. Exactly. I'll tell you a story of another client. If you're at a computer right now, I'll show you one of my clients. That's called sellmyrv.com, or just search up sellmyrv, FL, that is florida.com.
Sellmyrv.com. I just happen to be interested in RVs. Sellmyrv.com. Let's see here.
Sellmyrvfl.com. So Florida. So just make sure to add that.
Let's see. What did I get here now? Well, I'd already hit the button. So I got sellmyrv.com. But you said there was another letter in that?
Yes. It's sellmyrv. FL, as in Florida.
FL. Well, FL, Frank Laurie.
Yeah, Florida, yeah.
All right. Let me put that in, FL.com. Yep, that's just the kind of vehicle I'm kind of thinking about.
Right, so you...
money before I can buy it. But we will buy you class ABC.
Right, exactly. So what this website does, and, you know, the success story that they had, is, you know, the client came up with this domain, and without us having to do any kind of marketing, they are making a few thousand dollars today, you know, and they just launched about 6 months ago, I believe, or 7 months ago. And right now, anyone that wants to sell an RV in Florida, they usually search up on the search engine, you know, when you go to Google, they type in sell my RV in Florida or sell my RV FL or Florida. And this website is the first one that turns up on the search engines.
Beautiful, huh?
You see the point? Yeah. So
yeah,
similarly, call the plumber is a great idea. I mean, it's a good domain. It's a great domain. It's a phrase domain, as we call it. And that has a very high value in SEO, right? Now, that said, you're getting visitors now, right? And there is a way to retarget them, albeit it's not how you're thinking it is. You cannot contact them by email, but you definitely can run ads for them to come back to the website. But even that is something you don't need to really do, because you're getting fresh traffic on your website every week, right? If you get, like, you know, even about 5,000 and not 10,000 visitors on your website every week, that means, you know, you have fresh customers, potential customers coming in. And even if you get like 10 people signing up and, you know, getting their, finding a plumber through you, I think that's success. And, you know, at least for the first year. And with time, as your bucket grows and your, you know, visitor traffic grows on the website, you can also start retargeting, and that's going to work perfectly fine. That's exactly what you're doing for Sell My RV, by the way.
Well, I like the idea of retargeting them, that's for sure, because I figure every GoDaddy right now, that's who hosts my site.
Right.
So
I'm
it's
sure
a report they send me.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really do analytics, but they do this some kind of website protection, so they know everybody comes on the site, and if they try to do any bad things, and so they tell me the traffic that's coming in and where it's coming from, what country, and what kind of a device,
right.
iPhone, et cetera, you know.
Right, and, you know, you could also collect more, you know, like you mentioned, what you don't yet know what they're doing on the website. I mean, what the visitors, how the visitors actually behave when they come to the website. Even that can be connected to...
Even that can be connected to
advanced analytics. I mean, that's doable.
Are they putting in putting in their zip code? Did they choose a plumber? Did they choose four plumbers? The super unique thing is the first time they use the site, they'll be tickled pink, because all you got to do, you put in 29588. That's the zip code. I'm going to show you how this works.
Okay, let me do that. 29588. Okay.
And by the way, I was told by all kind of computer experts that I couldn't do this, all right? As a matter of fact, my former partner told me that, don't you think, quit screwing around with that. You're wasting time. Don't you think that Yelp would have already had it if it was possible to do?
Right.
Look, I'm just thinking to myself that they just overlooked it. Now, so you're on 29588?
I'm looking at it, yep.
Okay, great. And by the way, the dogs, I was just practicing. These are my dogs, but I was just practicing with ad boxes that I'm going to have on the side. Again, we haven't launched yet.
Nice. Okay, that's sweet.
If you look at the first half a dozen plumbers on 29588, those were all fakes. They use my I put my phone number in there, made up name, Smiling Charlie's, plumbers, et cetera. Go to Future Plumbing.
Future Plumbing, okay.
Yep.
34 Toll Oaks Lane, yep.
Exactly. Now, if you just press that button, call this plumber. Mm-hmm. Press that button. Just one click, that'll do it.
I just did that, and, you know, the button changed to hang up, but nothing else.
Oh, don't hang up, because it's going to, the dial tone will fire up, and it's going to call me instantly.
Okay, yeah, so the pop-up got locked on my system because we have some kind of firewall, but let me allow this, and let's see what happens.
I mean, that's the way all the phones work, is that you just press that button, call this plumber, once you find one you might like, and it immediately starts ringing the phone.
Right,
I mean, everything's pretty screwed up there. Are you actually in California yourself, San Jose area?
Yeah, we're in San Jose, and...
No, I know the company is, but are you?
Well, myself, I'm in San Jose as well because, you know, I work in the back-end office where we have most of our development team, so that's in San Jose.
Okay, but you physically are not there?
No. I'm sitting in San Jose right now. I'm sitting in the San Jose office.
Okay. I notice it comes up Fujitsu from Sunnyvale.
Well, yeah, because Fujitsu is, you know, a couple clients complained about this, and we actually have this contract with T-Mobile, and we asked them why the name is turning up, but they don't have an answer yet. But we've also, you know, filed a complaint with them. We're not really sure what that is, but yes, we're based in California, and you see that on your, dialer as well.
No kidding. You know, I have a similar problem in the Yellow Pages going back 20 years where I still get phone calls because the Yellow Pages just won't take, remove the, they had the wrong number in there from the start. And it happened to be my home number. I mean, sometimes you just can't get these people to stop. But you get the picture, though, that we've got some very unique things there. And once somebody uses it, and if it works for them, the first time they click that button, from so far you're the only one it didn't work for.
Well, that's probably because I'm trying it on a computer. I should better do it on a phone, and that might just, you know, do the job.
No.
But I get the idea.
The idea is that you can do this from a computer. You don't have to grab your telephone and then figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that's why I'm trying to get these things on my phone. It's because half the people, I see the devices listed that GoDaddy tells me where these calls come from. And half of them are iPhones. So, I should say 35% are actually iPhones. There's a few others listed there. But that's the device, so I want people to have this on the phone. And
I tell you what, so sorry to cut you off, Charles. Just wanted to add this.
Sure.
You know, when you talk about calling a plumber, something like, you know, needing a plumber in an SOS situation, in an emergency, people usually pick up their phone. They don't really pick up their, they don't pick up their laptop or they don't pick up their computer. First thing. Secondly, you know,
out of the wall.
Sorry?
I say especially when the water's shooting out of the wall, there's no let me go to the computer and find
exactly.
Call a plumber or anything.
Right, like in an emergency situation, you'd rather pick up your phone and not your computer.
You're damn right.
Right.
Matter of fact, you see, this very incident happened to me about 10 years ago when I had lung cancer. I came home from the doctors. I can't hardly move. My wife goes upstairs to her new bathroom. The water suddenly starts shooting out of the wall. I'm downstairs finally getting some comfort in a big easy chair. I flipped that baby right back up, landed on my feet, and waddled as fast as I could up them stairs to shut off that water.
Well, see, that's
right.
Where you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's why I want to get this on the phone, too. All they got to do is look for that icon, call the plumber.
Exactly, and I'll tell you this, one more way, you know, this could be an extremely handy idea is that, no puns intended, of course, but it's going to be an extremely handy idea where people use a lot of time, especially the younger generation, they use voice search to search up something on their phone, right? So given your example on, you know, water shooting out of your windows or walls, when you want to call a plumber, rather than typing in, a lot of, especially the younger generation, they use voice search to tell their phone to call the plumber, right? And if they have a similar application on the phone, what the phone is going to do as an outcome of that voice search is that it's going to pull up your application and not call the plumber that's saved on their directory, right? And a lot of times, the potential customers are going to go to your website and your application. So I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's going to be turnkey.
Well, thanks. I think it's going to be pretty good there, too. I didn't necessarily think of what you just told me. I didn't think of the ones who are in dire straits, again, with the water shooting out of the wall on the phone and then being able to talk to your phone. You've got this damn, what do you call that, Siri. I personally don't
yeah.
use it. But that Siri thing, call the plumber. I love it.
Because that's exactly what I do. I mean, if I want to call
You're
the doctor
smart guy.
And I'm driving, I use voice search.
No, exactly. And I would, I'm going to have to start that myself because I really like that idea.
Right. Now, there you go. That's a good use case on how this, pretty name could work for you and for the directory as well. And that's exactly how the directory websites or directory businesses should be named. Right, because Yelp is an exception. Yelp came in the market; it had a huge marketing budget. But when you're taking the first steps and you want to come off as a directory where people can even get free listings, they can search up a plumber without having to pay the platform. That's where something like a phrase is something so accurate like call the plumber works certainly.
Yep.
It could do wonders. I think it's. It could really help plumbers find jobs, and then customers get on the application in a single phrase, right? So that said,
our mission is complete once they make the phone call to the plumber. That's all we do, and we
exactly.
don't charge.
Exactly. If you do that, if this works out successfully for them, then your platform has it's doing what it's supposed to do. So I agree with you.
Well, what is your first name, by the way?
Well, Rick is my first name, Rick Martin.
Rick. All right, Rick. It's like Ricky Martin. Isn't he a famous singer?
A lot of people here call me Ricky, so, yeah, you could call me that as well.
All right, but Rick Martin.
Rick,
you sound like, would you be the guy building the app?
I am a developer myself as well, but I try and stay on top of things, right? So I don't really sit down on a computer and code the application. We have teams here. We have teams that are, experts with doing directory applications, teams that are experts with doing healthcare applications. So we have, specific teams for each of the industries, and I happen to be the vice president of product strategy here. So my job is to bring the team together and to have the project completed in time, within budget, and within the scope that is committed to the clients. That's my job.
Well, the reason I wanted to get you on the site was so you could see the site, but also at the very bottom of the home page, mm-hmm. there's a we now have a mobile application, or click here for a mobile application. And if you had a Android and did it, it would come. My assistant did it this morning, and it worked great. It automatically put it on the phone. But you could see exactly how it works there, because I don't have near as much on the phone app as I do on the website.
Well, I don't see how I could download the application, but otherwise I'd love to see it.
Well, she didn't actually hit download or anything. She just clicked on that mobile app thing, the text there, and apparently it just went right into her phone.
Okay, where do I find that text?
Well, it's on the home page of the website. And it's down at the bottom page.
Okay. Yeah, I see
that. Do you
that.
See it now?
I see it now, yep.
Let me try that. And that would be a way to see exactly what I want to get.
This takes me to... let me try this once again. So... it opened up the exact same website for me, like a duplicate. And
well,
that's
wait a minute. When you say the same website, it may look like it, but if you've got those two red ovals below that are on the page, you see two little red ovals?
Well, no, not yet. And guess what? The install app button has disappeared now, so I'll have to try this once again. Yeah. So let me try this once again real quick. So in the meantime, Charles, what you're telling me is that you had the application ready with your previous developer, and now you probably want to get it live on the Android, Google Play Store, and the Apple App Store is what you're telling me, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And the only reason I bring it up on the thing that you can click on, supposedly, funny, it got right on her phone. I don't understand how that could be. But you would see exactly how it should look, and that way you could give me a more accurate price or be more accurate in your quote to do this.
Right. Let me. I'm trying this one more time, a different way. Give me one second.
It's in yellow letters. I just brought it up myself. Wow, Now Call the Plumber can be installed in your mobile. Install app. So all she did was click on install app, and bingo, she said it just instantly went into her phone.
Right, that did work for me the first time, although that just opened the duplicate page for me, and I closed it, and then I don't see the same tab or the same button once again. So,
well, the icon, is there an icon on the front of your smartphone? A little guy, it's black and yellow, and it's he's got his thumb up, and he's got a wrench in one hand and his thumb up in another, and he's black.
Yeah, your
yellow,
logo, right? Nah, that doesn't, that icon does not show up at my end. I'm trying this on a phone now, and let's see what happens.
On an Android phone?
Yeah, on an Android, yeah.
Definitely serious issues here. I see this. Nothing should ever take this long. People move on by the time we get to this point.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be hard in the. It shouldn't be so hard in the first place. But let's see. As long as I can get there, then I'd be able to, at least do something to fix it for you. Nah. Yeah, so
that would be the good one. Duplicate for the iPhones and yeah, maybe we could fix that so that I can get them both on a what do you say that I'm not really computer savvy myself, so I'm just an entrepreneur.
Right, and that's exactly where we come in, or a company like us comes in, and that's exactly where the developers that you work with so far, they come in. So that shouldn't be a problem. So what I'm trying to suggest here, Charles, is that if your application, because I don't know what the application looks like right now, I don't think it's an application that opens up on your phone that is native to your phone. It's just the website that kind of mirrors itself on the phone and opens up on the phone screen, right? Just like any other website would. So
yeah.
So that's not how really, you know, mobile apps are actually designed, right? With mobile apps, the design, the UI and the UX design of a mobile application is a lot different from a website. So if it opens up like a website on your phone, then it's not exactly going to do the job that it's supposed to do in terms of the user experience, right?
Well,
so
all
that's
she did
it.
Was what she did was just click on the icon, and then the site opened up. And initially, she thought that was our, you know, the I'll call it the real website. But when I asked her about the two red ovals, she said, yeah, it's on here. And I said, okay, so you definitely have got the mobile version. And I cut out a lot of the BS, you know, talking about how wonderful we are. I just wanted to make it a pop in your zip code and four or five plumbers or whatever number of plumbers there are in that zip code are going to come up in your phone. And then, again, with that single click, click on that phone number, bam, starts ringing directly.
So Charles, I think this is the mobile version of the website we're talking about, right? What you're telling me sounds like the mobile version
right.
of the website and not an application itself. Where's your assistant today, by the way? I mean, can she join us on the call? I mean, can we have her as well?
Quite possibly. I tell you what, let me just try to call her, and I'll have her join in because I'm on an iPhone.
Right, yeah, why not?
And so let's see here. I'm going to call. The guy on the phone here with me. Okay, looks like we got you. By the way, I didn't even get your, Rick.
Rick, yeah, Rick.
This is Melissa, and she's kind of our database expert, and this morning she was the one who took that app, and she found the thing on the website where it says Call the Plumber can be installed in your mobile app, and hit install. And he's having a real hard time on his Android phone getting it to do anything. Could you perhaps, if you've got a moment, could you tell him just what you did do and how it worked?
Well, at the bottom of, like, if you go into, do you have Google Chrome?
Right, I'm looking at it right now.
Right, and if you go to calltheplumber.com in Google Chrome, at the bottom it should say.
He's found that. And he clicked on install mobile app.
Right, where it says, wow, now Call the Plumber can be installed on your mobile.
Yep.
Right.
And then it says install app.
Yep.
I just clicked install app, and it popped up, like a white box popped up and said install app, Call the Plumber app, and it says cancel or install. I hit install, and then it was installed.
Right. So let me confirm this, ma'am. So you have a native application sitting on your phone with the name of Call the Plumber, right? Or are you looking at the same website mirrored, in a different window? Does it open up like an application, just how we use a mobile application like Google Chrome on a phone?
Yeah, so it didn't go to my home screen. I don't know if that's like a my phone thing or in general. It was in my apps, though, like it shows up as an app would. So when I click on it, it just goes to, it brings it up in like, I guess, mobile form. It doesn't open up my browser.
It doesn't open your browser. It opens up an application, a native application,
right,
similar to the website, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, one thing.
Hello.
Hi, I'm still here. Did we lose Rick?
I don't know.
I get a feeling he's going to be calling me back. He sounds pretty enthusiastic.
I don't think he hung up.
I don't think he did. Yeah, it still says Fujitsu and Melissa. So I'm just wondering, maybe I hit something here. Jesus, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't know where he went, but I don't think he hung up. But he just completely cut off.
Okay, now you
off.
Can hear me okay.
Who?
Melissa, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, now I hear you.
Okay, can you hear him?
Rick, are you there? Damn, this guy sounded pretty damn smart, too. I'm hoping I can get him back.
Do you have his number?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have that. Yeah, all I got to do is look at the last number dialed here on the phone. I tell you what, let's hang up. Do you have a few minutes that we can do this?
Yeah, I guess.
I know we're close to bus time, but...
I already got the kids.
Oh, great. But all right, I'll call you right back.
Okay.